I'm Bradley Johnson with 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Not getting behind the wheel after drinking is the best choice. But if you're pulled over, the next best choice is to call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Thank you for calling the hotel. This is Courtney. How can I help you?
No, put him on hold. Put him on hold. Tell him I'll deal with it later. Yeah. Hey, I was looking for the front desk.
This is the front desk.
Hi, the name's Topher Black.
Hi, Mr. Black.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Listen, I'm calling on behalf of a celebrity who needs to block off some rooms at your hotel.
Okay. May I ask, who are you referring to?
Well, I could tell you that information, but I might have to kill you if I do.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I'm winking at you over the phone. You can't see that I'm winking at you. I'm just joking. I can tell you, but hey, you got to keep it a secret, okay?
Yeah, no problem here. Everything is confidential, so that's okay.
All right. So, you sitting down?
Yes.
I hope so. The celebrity I'm talking about is none other than Canadian singer-songwriter Shawn Mendes. You heard of him?
What?
Yeah. Who am I kidding? Of course you heard of him. The whole world's heard of him.
So, you're being serious? You want to come to our hotel?
Yep, that's what I said. Wouldn't be wasting my time calling you if he didn't. I'm a pretty busy guy.
I'm one of his biggest fans. Oh, my God, I can't believe he's coming to the hotel.
I can't tell you how many times a day I talk to one of his biggest fans. Anyway, I'm Sean's publicist and manager, so it's nice to meet you.
Oh, wow. Okay. When is he coming?
Well, kind of short notice. He needs 7 rooms for him and his crew this Friday.
This Friday?
Mm-hmm. As in 2 days from now.
Can you hold on one moment, please? I'm just going to double check with my manager real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, hello?
Yeah, I get you the tea. Is that warm enough for you?
Hi.
I'm
back.
Sorry about that. I was just getting Sean some tea. His throat's a little sore.
Oh, my God.
He's actually sitting in my office right now. Get your feet off my desk, Sean. I'm joking with you. Anyway, sorry about that. What's the word?
Mr. Black, I am so sorry, but... honestly,
okay, let me stop.
Really,
one sec. Let me stop you right there because you said I'm so sorry. It sounds like you're setting me up for some bad news.
I am. We were all booked up. I'm sorry. We don't have any rooms available.
Okay. Looks like I'm not the only one that knows how to tell jokes, right?
No, we're not joking. We have 2 weddings coming up, and it's booked out all the rooms.
Okay. Okay. So I just told you Shawn Mendes is coming into your hotel, and you're telling him no.
Well, I mean, I feel horrible about it, but, we have 2 weddings, and I already talked to my manager.
Okay, I think I figured out what the problem is. Hey, you know what? You're in luck. Topher Black is a problem solver. You got 2 weddings. Cancel them.
Honestly, if it was up to me, I would cancel those weddings because I don't know those people. But I care about him so much. Oh, my God. I dreamed of meeting him.
Yeah.
I can't do anything, Mr. Black.
Hey, real quick. Sounds like you're in tears, and I got to break some news to you. Sean wants me to let you know that he doesn't want you to come to any of his concerts anymore or purchase any more of his albums. Nothing like that.
No, he can't be mad at me. You have to tell him that I love him. I love him.
Well, I would tell him that, but he stormed out of my office.
Honestly, out of the bottom of my heart, I wish, I could do anything. I don't want to regret this for the rest of my life. I don't want him to hate me.
You can do something for me, and I'll play the audio for Sean. Maybe he'll be happy about it.
Do you want me to do, a formal apology? I could totally
No. Don't care about that. You know his song, Stitches? You heard that song? I'm sure you probably have.
That's my favorite song. Yeah. That's the song that reaches my heart the most.
Blah, blah, blah. Hey, how about you sing the song? Maybe I'll record you singing it, show what a huge fan you are, you won't have any hard feelings.
Okay, I could do that. I don't know if I could sing right now, though, because I'm at the front desk.
Even better.
I could record myself.
Even better. No, I got my iPhone out here. I got it on record right now. I'll just put you on speaker and record it.
Well, there's, guests around and
stuff.
Don't care.
Yeah, don't care. Why don't you show your allegiance to Shawn Mendes?
Okay.
I mean, if you really are a fan.
I'm going to do it. Here I go. Now that I am without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches. I'll be needing stitches.
What? You know what? That was great. Unfortunately, this isn't a real phone call. So
what?
I don't know what to do with that audio now.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your manager April set you up.
What?
It's a joke.
Oh, my God.
She told me that you're a huge Shawn Mendes fan and wanted to play a joke on you.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that. I'm freaking out. Are you serious?
Hey, but you did a really nice job singing that song. Maybe he'll get you on stage sometime.
I thought I was going to lose my job.
Well, I would promote you for the way you sang that. Yeah.
Shut up. That was horrible. I never sing in public.
I thought it was beautiful.
Wake up every morning with Jubal phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.